Greetings, everybody. Alo Minglaba. I'm Kenneth. Jano Kenneth Bakamya. Welcome back to Easy Burmese. Once again, I will be guiding you through a series of practices and exercises. The conversation you just heard between Nine U and the taxi driver begins with the taxi driver asking, "Bae thwa jin le sia?" Bae thwa jin le sia? The interesting part about this question is the use of the term sia, which literally means teacher. But in this context, it means boss. This is the word that people usually use, especially people in the service industries like taxi drivers and restaurant employees, as a sign of respect to address male patrons, the rough equivalent of calling somebody boss. So, bae thwa jin le sia means, where do you want to go, boss? Nine U's response to that is, bojo ze thwa jin de. Bojo ze thwa jin de. I want to go to Bojo Market. For this exercise, let's concentrate on the term thwa jin de, want to go, affirmative. Thwa jin de, want to go, affirmative. If it is negative, you'll have to say ma thwa jin bu. Ma thwa jin bu, don't want to go. What you do is you put the negative maker ma at the front of the verb cluster thwa jin, so you end up with ma thwa jin. And then because it's a negative sentence, you have to round it out with bu, the negative sentence and particle. So you cannot say ma thwa jin de. That's wrong. You have to say ma thwa jin bu. Ma thwa jin bu to say don't want to go. So one more time. Thwa jin de, want to go. Ma thwa jin bu, don't want to go. Let me give you a few more examples with different verbs. Sa jin de, want to eat. Ma sa jin bu, don't want to eat. Thao jin de, want to drink. Ma thao chin bu, don't want to drink. Taing jin de, want to sit. Ma taing jin bu, don't want to sit. Let's do the pattern practice called I want to, I don't want to, listed in the book. So if you have the book, follow along. Burmese followed by English definition. Here we go. Yangon thwa jin la. Do you want to go to Yangon? Thwa jin de, I want to go. Mandalay thwa jin la. Do you want to go to Mandalay? Ma thwa jin bu, I don't want to go. Mohinga sa jin la. Do you want to eat Mohinga? Sa jin de, I want to eat it. Ice cream sa jin la. Do you want to eat ice cream? Ma sa jin bu, I don't want to eat it. Beer thao chin la. Do you want to drink beer? Thao chin de, I want to drink it. Coca-Cola thao chin la. Do you want to drink Coca-Cola? Ma thao chin bu, I don't want to drink it. Note on the pronunciation of beer. In Burmese pronunciation, usually people say bia. So instead of asking beer thao chin la, Burmese person might ask you bia thao chin la. Same thing with Coca-Cola. Instead of saying Coca-Cola thao chin la, they might ask you Coca-Cola thao chin la. Just so that when you hear them, you won't get confused. For the next exercise, let's remember Nine U's response to the taxi driver. He says, Bojo ze thwa jin de. Bojo ze thwa jin de. I want to go to Bojo Market. Now, take note of the fact that he starts with the destination, Bojo ze, followed up with the term thwa jin de, want to go. So let's practice this pattern so that you can tell people where you want to go. It's fairly straightforward, really. For example, if you'd like to tell people you want to go to Botetourt Pagoda, you'll say, Botetourt Paya thwa jin de. By the same token, if you like to tell people you want to go to Shwe Tagung Pagoda, you'll say Shwe Tagung Paya thwa jin de. These are the phrases in the exercise called I want to go there in the book. So follow along, please. English followed by Burmese. I'd like to go to Bojok Banjang or Bojok Angsan Park. Bojok Banjang thwa jin de. I'd like to go to Bandula Park. Bandula Banjang thwa jin de. I'd like to go to Mingala Zay or Mingala Market. Mingala Zay, Thwajinde. I'd like to go to Inyakan or Inya Lake. Inyakan, Thwajinde. I'd like to go to Gandoji. Gandoji, Thwajinde. For the next exercise, let's learn to ask the taxi fare for a particular destination that you like to get to. The simple way to do that is to start with your destination and round it off with the phrase how much, which is balao le, balao le. For example, bojok zay balao le, how much is it to go to bojok zay? Shwedagong balao le, how much is it to go to Shwedagong pagoda? And so on. Alright, now this is the exercise title, How Much to Go To in the book. So, follow along please. English followed by Burmese. How much to go to Bodatang Pagoda? Bodatang Paya Balao Le? How much to go to Bandula Park? Bandula Banjang Balao Le? How much to go to Gandoji? Gandoji Balao Le? How much to go to Inya Lake? Inya Kam Balao Le? How much to go to Bojok Angsan Park or Bojok Park? Bojok Banjang Balao Le? You might also remember Nang U's counter-proposal to the taxi driver using the term Talakpa, please make it a certain amount. His answer was Thong Down Talakpa, please make it 3,000. Remember, the asking price was 5,000 and Nang U is offering 3,000. Boy, that's a hard bargain, isn't it? These are the phrases that are listed under the practice call proposing a cab fare. Follow along, please. This time it's Burmese followed by English. Taya Talakpa. Please make it 100. Naya Talakpa. Please make it 200. Thong Ya Talakpa. Please make it 300. Le Ya Talakpa. Please make it 400. Nga Ya Talakpa. Please make it 500. Chow Taung Talakpa. Please make it 6,000. Kwana Taung Talakpa. Please make it 7,000. Shit Taung Talakpa. Please make it 8,000. Go Down Talakpa. Please make it 9,000. Tathang Talakpa. Please make it 10,000. Go Down Daya Talakpa. Please make it 9,100. Shit Town Naya Talakpa. Please make it 8,200. Kona Town Thong Ya Talakpa. Please make it 7,300. Chow Town Le Ya Talakpa. Please make it 6,400. Nga Down Nga Ya Talakpa. Please make it 5,500. When the price is finally agreed, the taxi driver says, Depa Kamya. Depa Kamya. Let's break it down a little bit. Depa is climb aboard or get in. A verb followed by the particle ba or ba is essentially a command, but the taxi driver rounds it out with the male speaker's polite sentence and kamya. So please get in or please climb aboard. A very polite way of asking somebody to do something. Now, if the taxi driver were a woman, she would have to use the female speaker's version of a polite sentence and particle, which is xin. So she would have said, Depa xin, Depa xin, please climb aboard. This kamya for male speaker and xin for female speaker sound exactly like the pronoun you used by the male speakers and the female speakers. But I have to tell you, these are sentence and particles and they function quite differently. Alright, let's practice using these polite particles with some different verbs. These are listed in a grammar note in the book called Issuing Request and Command. So follow along, please. Burmese followed by English. Here we go. Saba kamya, please eat, male speaker. Saba shin, please eat, female speaker. Thwaba kamya, please go, male speaker. Thwaba shin, please go, female speaker. Thakba kamya, please drink, male speaker. Thakba shin, please drink, female speaker. Laba kamya, please come, male speaker. Laba shin, please come, female speaker. Weba kamya, please buy, male speaker. Weba shin, please buy, female speaker. Beba kamya, please give, male speaker. Beba shin, please give, female speaker. Let's practice some of the commands and the requests listed under please do this in the book. Here we go. Burmese followed by English. Zi thua ba, please go to the market. Yong thua ba, please go to the office. Alo thua ba, please go to work. Chang thua ba, please go to school. Ti sha we ba, please buy the t-shirt. Baso pe ba, please give me a man's sarong. Tameng pe ba, please give me a women's sarong. Mohinga saba, please eat mohinga. Tamen saba, please have this meal. Biya thakpa, please drink the beer. Kopi thakpa, please drink the coffee. Dongji thwaba, please go to Dongji. Lapeye beba, please give me tea. Alone Lava, please come to work. If you'd like, you can practice the same commands and requests followed up with the polite particle kamya if you're a man, or shin if you're a woman. So try it for extra politeness. You'll find the commands listed in Romanized pronunciation guides under the section called Pattern Practice, Politely Making Request. That is all the exercise and the pattern practices for this chapter. I will see you in the next chapter. See you later. 那么对没